Mark Darr signed a settlement Monday with the Arkansas Ethics Commission, agreeing to pay an $11,000 fine while admitting to breaking 11 state ethics rules, including personal use of campaign funds, accepting campaign contributions over the legal limit, and misusing state money for personal travel and other expenses. But, as his spokeswoman Amber Poole says,
he has no intentions of resigning.
Speaking to reporters at the Capitol, Governor Mike Beebe said he talked on the phone with Darr, and the lieutenant governor basically told him the same thing. Pointing to Darr's long list of allegations, Beebe said resignation should be Darr's only option.
The facts speak for themselves. I mean, you know, you just look at the facts. I'm not going to comment specifically on all those allegations.
Darr admits fault and said in a recent statement that it is a mistake to infer that he ever took money he was not entitled to. Beebe acknowledged that could be the case, though he pointed to the example of other officials, like the resignation of former state senator Paul Bookout, who Beebe said set a clear precedent in responding to ethics troubles. Beebe said Darr's case is more serious.
There's a couple differences. One, his fine was more than Bookout's. And two, he had allegations, apparently proven allegations, that it wasn't just campaign money for personal use, it was taxpayer money.
Darr has committed to reimbursing the excess campaign contributions he received and has 11 months to pay the $11,000 fine. Chris Hickey, KUAR News.